the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back in to the Coach's Conversation as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We roll on into our Blackman segment this morning. And Michael Voss joins us, assistant coach at Blackman High School. Coach, did you send Barry on a recruiting trip, or not recruiting trip, a scouting trip or something like that this morning?
No, he was actually going up to Morehead State, plays at Tennessee Tech, I think it was today. And so he was going to go up and hang out with Donnie for a little bit and visit with some of those guys he hadn't seen in a while.
Made that long, lonely trip to Cookeville, I guess, or were they at Murray?
No, they
were Morehead.
They were at Cookeville.
At Cookeville.
So they were
staying
tonight. He was going to go and hang out at the walkthrough and just get around those guys for a little bit. He hadn't seen them since we started playing.
Gosh, it seems like a whirlwind. I talked to Kevin just a minute ago. We did the Riverdale-Oakland game last night. Great crowd at that game. Obviously, this is one of those transition times of the year when you go from pre-Christmas, you think of the Christmas schedule being one of those times where you really get to see how your team works together chemistry-wise, and then, boom, you're right into the district schedule. Came out with a big win last night, which I know was very important, against a pretty good Laverne team.
Yeah, they're an extremely talented team. You know, athletically, they can play with anybody, and skill-wise, they can play with anybody, and I think in the state, especially the mid-state. They took a good Clarksville Northeast team with a kid that's playing at Kentucky and held him to his lowest scoring performance of the year, and just, you know, they got a great team. But, you know, we played pretty well last night, and they had their moments too, and it was a really good game last night.
60-47 was the margin of victory last night over Laverne. Pretty close game early on, 9-9, I think. Then you went on a 10-0 run, 10-1 run, somewhere in there. And I guess you led the rest of the way, even though Laverne made several comeback attempts.
Yeah, I think it did. It was a big game of runs last night. We opened up. We scored the first 8 points. Then they take a 9-8 lead, and then we scored the last 5 points of the quarter and eventually got it to 19-10. And then they cut it again to 22-18, and then we made another little run at the end of the half. At the half, I think we were up 29-21. But it was a big game of runs. You know, it wasn't just – it never felt like you scored just one bucket. It was two in a row, and then they get two in a row. And, you know, it was back and forth. It was really a good heated game.
You know, games kind of take on a different life. You can do all the preparing and scouting and walkthroughs and everything, but when you get in the game – the game really kind of dictates what you do and how things go. I mean, and it may be completely different next time you play Laverne.
Yeah, it could be. We kind of made an adjustment. We had talked about a couple of sets we might run. Instead, we just ended up last night running nothing but our offense. And that was just what worked for us. You know, when you got a guy like Darius Thompson running off screens and doing some of the things that we do for him, he's a great player, really good high school player, and he makes all of our team better. We really can elevate our game. He can elevate anybody's game on the floor, and so we just kind of put the ball in his hands. Our guards did a great job of handling the ball in our guard slots, and our bigs do a great job of screening. You know, it was a great overall team effort from our guys.
Well, number one, it was district win, number one. And, you know, you came in, I guess, 11-2 on the year, but that one win is big because you want more district wins than the rest of the competition and get the highest seed possible in the tournament.
Well, basically, when you look at it, last night in the district, everybody was 0-0, and it's a whole new season after Christmas. We don't play, you know, we're at a point in our schedule now, we don't have another non-district game until, if we're fortunate enough, we get to the first round of the region. Everybody we play is going to be district. We don't play anybody else. So every game from now on is big. And it's like we talked about last night before the game. We're going to just take this 10-game stretch one game at a time, and more importantly, it's one quarter and one possession at a time. Just trying to be the best we can every possession, and hopefully that'll yield some good results for us.
Michael, we had well, just looking at a few stats in your game last night, really hit the boards well.
Yeah.
The paper said you out-rebounded Laverne by 23, and that's huge.
Yeah, it was huge. We got Terrence Smotherman and Quindell Cousin and Josh Mayer, and Darius had 9 rebounds last night. We got a bunch of guys that can go up and get balls. It's probably the best rebounding team I've ever coached, because we got guys that can go and get it. Where I've never had guys that could grab rebounds above the rim before. You know, that's just, we've never been that athletic, but we're really athletic, we're really physical, and they do a great job of running down balls. And part of our success is we pitch the ball out and get some good things in transition too because of that. But the rebounding margin was huge for us last night.
When you look at different stats, and many times there are some numbers that really stick out, and that one was one, and the fact that you had only 8 turnovers in the game is another. When you can get, you know, we often look at teams, and by the time they get to the state tournament, they're turning the ball over very few times, and you can see that progression. Usually before Christmas, it's always in double digits, you know, but the sooner you can get that into single digits, the better you seem to be playing. And to come out, you know, in the first district game and only turn it over 8 times against, you know, some pretty intense pressure, I'm sure, at times, that's a pretty good night.
Yeah, it was. Laverne does a great job of applying pressure. And like I said, Alec, Damian, Jake Freeze, KJ Dowdy, the guys that played in our guard slots last night in our offense, did a great job of handling the ball. And of course, you know, Darius, I think he had a couple more turnovers just because the ball's in his hand a little more. But we did a great job of taking care of the basketball last night. And it's something that we've really done pretty well throughout the year. There's a reason we're 12-2, and it's really because of our rebounding and because of the fact that we take care of the basketball and don't turn the ball over very much.
Michael Voss, our guest, talking Blackman basketball, 12-2 on the year, 1-0 in district play. Inside play for you all is pretty big. And, you know, you look around the league in District 7 AAA, and you may have the best inside presence. We've had a lot of coaches here say that Blackman is the team to beat. That's kind of a different position for the Blaze to be in.
Yeah, it's a different position, but the league is so wide open. Smyrna and Siegel are really talented teams. Laverne's a really talented team. And Riverdale's there too, with Oakland playing a bunch of young kids. But, you know, they got a big win for them last night, and I think they've got a really bright future ahead, and it shows you that they can play pretty well in this league. So our league from top to bottom is really, really good.
If you go in thinking that you're the team to beat, you may just be the team that gets beat.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And that's what, you know, our guys, one thing that they've done, this group, they've always kind of had a target on their back, and they embrace it. They love it because they're good basketball players, and they love to play. And one of the reasons that they're going to be successful is because they can embrace it, and they're just going to go out and play, and they're going to, they've always been about making winning plays, and it's a great group to be around.
Sounds like y'all are having a lot of fun.
We are. I mean, we do have a lot of fun. Practices are really intense, and they're short and crisp, but we get after it. And then the games, like I said, it's fun. Winning is fun. But being around a bunch of guys that love to play, you know, winning's the bonus with it all. But it's a bunch of guys that love to play, that have fun playing, and will play hard every possession.
Coach, obviously the pre-Christmas schedule is pretty good to you, and going 11-2 during that time. What did you do over the Christmas holidays, and kind of recap what happened there?
We went up to we played 2 good teams over at Independence in Brentwood and Hillsboro. Got a couple of wins over there in their little pre-Christmas classic. And then we went to the beach tournament up in Goodlettsville this year. Played a pretty good Hardin Valley team out of East Tennessee in the first round, and then we played a very good, very talented East Literature team in the second round. They finished as the AA state runners-up last year, and they got the best of us that day. It was a really good basketball game. And then we played Riverdale in the consolation game that night and got a victory there. So we had a really good Christmas. We played a bunch of good people And that was kind of the point of where we played at this Christmas, because we wanted to play a bunch of people that could challenge us, and we wanted to see where we were at coming into district play.
Do you do things over the holiday, that couple of weeks that you probably won't do in terms of personnel during the year, just to see who can play with who and you know, shake the lineup up just a little bit, how do you approach that?
You know, it's all about who's producing and how you're doing in practice, how you play. We probably played a few more guys over Christmas, but our lineup didn't change drastically. You know, we've got a pretty solid little group, and I feel that we can bring anyone off of our bench and they're going to give us good minutes. And that's a pretty good, comforting feeling to have going into district play.
Talking Blackman boys basketball this morning, assistant coach Michael Voss joining us. You know, one thing that it seems to be the theme in 7AAA boys basketball this year is there's not a lot of separation between 1 and 6
in
this district. I mean, it's pretty competitive. And what I was talking to Kevin earlier about is one team's strength may be another's weakness, but it makes for some very interesting matchups, in the district.
Each game is going to be really and truthfully about who can get their personality into the game. You know, you let Siegel speed you up, they got a great chance of being successful against you that night. If we can get our physicality and rebounding into it, we got a great chance. I mean, every team is so different. And it really is about who can dominate with their personality, who can kind of get their stuff into the game and make the winning plays out of what they do best.
And even those teams like you mentioned Oakland's youth, when you know, that light turns on every game. They see something new, and you can see a team grow. Playing them first and then turning around and playing them in a few weeks, it's a lot like playing a different team sometimes.
Yeah, it can be. You know, and the one thing about this league is you got a bunch of good players, but you got a bunch of good coaches in this league too that do a great job of playing to the strengths of their team and doing what makes them successful. And that's why the league is as tough as it is, because, you know, coaches know how to play to their strengths, and they do a great job of getting their teams to buy in and do the things that it takes to be successful.
Don't think a lot of people realize that coaches don't just show up and throw the ball out there on a Tuesday or a Friday night. There's a lot of preparation, not only just the practices during the week, but I mean, you're watching film, you're breaking. I mean, how many hours would you say you spend during the season a week?
Who knows? If I start to add up, I'm probably going to make myself find another job. I don't know. it's a ton of time. I mean, it's just one of those things where to be good and be successful, you got to put in the time and got to put in the effort.
Well, everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, everyone else is doing it. And if you take a day and sleep in, somebody else is passing you. You know, you can't just rest on the success you've had in the past. It's always got to be about taking that next step, and you're constantly thinking the game and constantly working the game. I know Coach Workman, he's texting me. We're texting back and forth and talking back and forth on the phone all the time when we're not at the office. You know, I woke up this morning, went over to the office, and got some stuff done. That's just is what you do to be successful. But it's part of the reason that we've been successful is because of the work that our staff has put in to getting stuff done, to trying to help our guys get prepared. And that's, you know, when the ultimate goal is to win a district championship, you can't just show up and play. Nobody's that good.
Yeah.
You got to put the time in and be prepared and do things the right way.
Didn't play on Tuesday, but that doesn't mean it's a night off, because
no.
I saw Barry. Were you at Smyrna too?
Tuesday night? I was at Smyrna.
And,
Watching them play Shelby, well, you know, it's all about getting, I said, we got Tuesday night. It's all about getting ready for them.
And seeing somebody in person is always big. I did see Scott Lawless there, and I'm not sure what he could impart in basketball, but, you know, anyway.
Well, he's our athletic director. He showed up just to kind of hang out that night.
Yeah.
But
just giving Scott a hard time.
He can
He used to coach a little basketball back in the day.
He did coach, and he'll stop me every once in a while in the hallway. Him and Coach Strickland, both of our assistant principals now. They'll stop you out in the hallway and they'll start talking about some X's and O's or here's what they used to do. And they can bring some really good insights to the table and help us out tremendously.
Well, Scott actually was an assistant with Kevin when he was out there when the school first opened. And, of course, John coached for many, many years. So it's good to have those basketball minds just roaming the hallways that you can pick their brain.
It's great. It's great. We got a lot of people to bounce ideas off at Blackman. We got a bunch of guys that are coaching, have coached. You know, it's a great place to be. And, one thing we do a pretty good job of is we'll talk about things and share some ideas and just talk about teams now, teams in the past, and just, it's a great environment to be in.
Michael, I know that on Tuesday you've got Smyrna. We're going to actually be there to broadcast that game from Smyrna. What's Friday for you?
Friday we've got Oakland in our homecoming game. It's at Blackman, and it's going to be a big night for us, but it's going to be a big night for the school too. You know how homecoming is.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of festivities, a lot of stuff going on. I couldn't even tell you everything that we've got going on that day. There's just so much to do, but it's a big exciting night for our school.
Then the next Tuesday, Siegel comes to town, comes over, and then Riverdale, and we've got both of those games that week. So we're kind of coming on a Blackman stretch here on the radio, three of the next four.
You know, hopefully we can give you guys something to be excited about, bring a little excitement to the radio and some good quality hoop games for you guys.
You all always treat us very well. Michael, appreciate it. Give Barry our best, and we'll see you on Tuesday night, I guess.
I will. Thanks for doing all you guys do as far as getting us publicized on the radio. It's a really big deal, not for us, but for our kids.
Well, those are the ones that deserve it. It's the coach's corner, but we're here to talk about the kids and the team, and that's why we do what we do, and that's why you do what you do.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Thanks for your time.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Michael Voss joining us here, and let me run down the scoreboard for you. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night in girls play. Riverdale 72, Oakland 50. It was Blackman defeating Laverne 55-7. 48-41, Siegel girls a winner over Smyrna. Cascade defeated Middle Tennessee Christian School 50-46. Moore County 48, Eagleville 32, and York Institute defeated Central Magnet 61-38. In boys basketball last night, Oakland 58-53 over Riverdale. It was Blackman defeating Laverne 60-47. Siegel bested Smyrna 91-80. And let's see, we've got Cascade 68, MTCS 61 last night. Eagleville won. Don't know the score, but Eagleville did beat Moore County on the road. And it was York Institute defeating Central Magnet 50-40. That's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard as well. For the morning, we roll into the second hour of the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. And when we come back, we're going to talk some Oakland hoops followed by Siegel hoops. Yeah, Mike Wright, Ben Dotson having a little breakfast together this morning. They're breaking bread here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. It looks like a little sausage going on, too. But we'll be right back and continue the conversation from the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Stay with us.